in this chapter 3. It is a strong encouragement that it is possible. What is possible? That we will be like him when he's revealed. That we be pure as he is pure. It is possible. You know, many Christians today say, hey, this is impossible. You cannot be pure. It's too difficult. But what is written here? Anyone who has, verse 3, who has hope in him, purifies himself just as he is pure. We read Jesus was away from the sinners, sanctified. The devil had nothing in him. And this life is in us. Isn't that wonderful? I don't have to stay in sin or uncleanness. I can turn to the inner life. Christ is my sin offering. Praise the Lord. And I like it as John, he shows us the conflict, the big conflict between the children of God and the children of the devil. He says, the Son of God was revealed. Why? For the sin. We think, okay, he came for the sin, but there is also, he was manifested. Why? That he might destroy the works of the devil. This is very important. That he came to destroy the works of the devil. You see this fight in the whole scripture. Whenever the Lord does something, immediately the enemy comes. In the beginning, the Lord put the man in the garden to rule. Then immediately the snake comes to destroy mankind. You see the first brothers, Cain and Abel. And right here in the first brothers, he brings in murder and death. The first brother kills his brother. And just after a few generations, it is so fallen, the enemy has done so much that God has to judge this whole earth with Noah. So the enemy does not wait. He's very fast to corrupt. But when the Lord Jesus came, when the Lord Jesus was revealed, he came what for? Also to destroy the works, the corrupting works of the devil. Today, if you look in this world, there's so many corruption works of the devil. But the Lord wants to train us today that we, as his army, will pray and destroy the works of the devil. What is also very strong in verse 20 is, in this, the children of God and the children of the devil are manifested. Whoever does not practice righteousness. What does that mean? Does not do righteousness. What is righteousness? Maybe it's a little bit abstract for us. But John makes an example in the next verses. In verse 12, he gives an example. We should not be as Cain, who was of the wicked, and murdered his brother. Why did he murder him? Because his works were evil and his brother was righteous. So here's about righteousness. What is righteous? What Abel did was righteous. So what do you think? What the only thing that comes to my mind, he brought God an offering. It's the only thing I can think of. So today, if you want to live as children of God and want to go on, you can take an example from Abel and bring the father a spiritual offering in Jesus Christ that is well-pleasing to our Father. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Das ist ein gutes.